Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
That's Audrey. She's here today with Ed Stoven and a very, very special guest all the way from Colorado.
Yes.
We have Cheryl.
Yeah, my niece Cheryl's in studio with us today. She's seen a little bit behind the scenes getting the radio experience.
Well, just seeing what it's all about.
And, yeah. You know.
So it's welcome to the show. We don't have a mic on her, but we'll get her. You know what we ought to have her do is do the answer at the next break. What
oh,
do you think?
That would be great.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it's really hard. You have to work really hard to be able to say the answer. And you can say it any way you want. You can be Mickey Mouse. You could be Audrey. You could be anybody you want. But we'll let you do that on the next one. So,
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too,
yes.
And all the listeners.
Yes, it is the end of the season for desert season.
No, it's not.
Does it end?
If you're a wuss.
I'm sorry. I've had heat stroke one too many times. I've been out there on a 110-degree day. Yeah. I'm pretty sure with actually Ed, we've been out there together.
I was there. We were making the route for the Lost Lizard Fun Run.
It was a little warm.
It was like in August. And we're like, we got to do it. You know, we're getting to that point.
Is that called procrastination?
No.
Yeah, well,
we go
kinda.
A couple times.
Tell the truth.
We go a couple times throughout because we have to pre-run and get the course. So we've gone out in May, and we've gone out in July and August to pre-run the course and confirm it.
I think July and August was a procrastination.
That's, yeah. We need to work now. I think this coming Saturday I may go out and work on it. So this organization puts on a poker run, like a 20 to 25-mile loop, and it's a lot of fun. We have fun checkpoints where you can play games and get a card. Whoever has the best 5-card stud poker hand wins a big prize. So we have a best hand, second best hand, and worst hand prize, which is fun. And so we mark a route, and the BLM, this is the Bureau of Land Management, has a variety of requirements on how our route goes, so we can't just go wherever we want. So we need to go out there and look around and figure out our route. And because our event is in November and they need our route a month or so before the event, it's best if we figure out the event, our route, like in the spring.
Sure. Yeah, they like generally want at least 6 weeks because they have to go out and make sure that we're staying on route and it's a surveyed route. Race route that we can utilize first. Even though we're not a race, it's a family oriented. You can be a newbie and come on out and experience, learn how to off-road with us. Your family can make it out. We have little kids that come out on 50s and 70s.
Little ATVs crawling around out there.
Because there's checkpoints. There's 5 checkpoints. So it's a 25 to 30-mile run, but every, 4 or 5 miles or so, you stop, take a break, play some games, earn some raffle tickets that you get to do.
Didn't somebody make slushies at one of them?
Yeah.
They had an ice machine out there with the syrup. It was a hot day, and you could come in, and they would give you a little slushy.
A little shaved ice. And
nobody will live down fun. Fire and Ice out in Lakeside.
Yeah.
Fire and Ice Heating and Air. Justin Ashley, he brought in 3,000 Otter Pops in a deep freezer, plugged the deep freezer into a generator, and he handed out Otter Pops all day.
Oh, he must have been a star.
He was popular.
He was a star. They won best checkpoint that year.
It was
a great one.
Yeah.
But it's really good news. We're really excited. We're going to be hosting ours this year.
It is going to happen.
We vote on the date this coming up membership meeting. Although we're pretty sure which one we're going to go with, we have to take it to the membership, even though we pretty much know which one it's going to be. Because I'm doing the Rebel, as you know. And so for the Rebel rally, is October 7th through October 16th. And one of our dates available is October 23rd or November 13th. So obviously, if I'm going to be less than a week back from the Rebel and trying to recoup and just going back to work. 23rd
probably be the way to go.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Then I won't be involved at all in The Lost Lizard. November.
Wow. We're looking at November 13th. That's
November 13th.
That's our favorite date. That's the one we really want to use.
Yeah.
Is that a Saturday?
Yes,
it's
Saturday.
A Saturday. And there's the difference between October 23rd and November 13th could be like
the
difference between
between
100 degrees and 75 degrees. Mm. Because October is typically still hot.
Yeah.
In November, it cools right down. So we would like to be mid-November.
Yeah, because you want everybody to be happy and comfortable and not have to deal with people having heat strokes and things like that.
A lot of our guests, this is their first trip of the year, their first time in the desert for the season. And we
want to make it
nice and fun. And
so they'll come back.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, we're an organization that wants to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're, by the way, for the audience, we're a political off-road organization.
Right.
We participate in the political process with government agencies and elected officials when they have things to do with land that we want to recreate on. And we'll talk a little bit about something going on right now in a while on this show. So we monitor what's going on with legislation and land managers. We're putting on this event to raise money to help our organization with our goals. We have a lobbyist. We have a storage place. We have insurance. We have a variety of bills, travel expenses.
Sure.
And so this event will help us out. So as we get closer to it, we're going to encourage the people who are listening to our show to come out and enjoy the desert with us.
That's awesome. How many people do you guys normally have?
What was our highest? Was it
700.
I think we went 699 and then we went to 700.
Yeah, we were
700 entries.
We were three shy and somebody stepped up and bought the last three at the raffle.
That was amazing.
The most prizes, so it's per vehicle, not per person, but you can buy a game hand and that gets you, you know, everybody in your person gets a wristband and you can partake and play. And if you have a wristband, then you can earn additional raffle tickets. If you don't check in, then you didn't sign the waiver, then you don't get to earn the additional raffle tickets.
Sure.
Because we need you to sign that waiver. Oh my goodness, I just lost my train of thought for what I was doing. I was posting the picture of me and Cheryl you just sent me.
Oh, I just thought I'd send that to you guys.
Yeah.
So you can get raffle tickets at the checkpoints.
Yeah.
And you can, so you play a game, you win raffle tickets.
Oh, it's per vehicle, not per person. That's what it was. So
you can buy extra hands, right?
You can buy extra hands to play the game. So that earns you special
more
prizes.
More opportunities.
Yeah, more opportunities, special prizes for the games, the card game hand. And then the raffle prizes, we do a bucket prize.
Right. What kind of prizes?
And it's not a bucket. We have about 20 to 30 buckets and you put your ticket
in the bucket you want to win
that represents the prize you want to win. So the Jeep guy doesn't win the motorcycle thing,
right?
Or the motorcycle guy doesn't win the wrong thing. So it's wonderful. And we did that. I was at an event and I'm a motorcycle guy and I won some really cool Jeep thing that I had no use for. I'm like, okay, Rick, do you want this?
Yeah, right.
And it was just kind of a bummer to win and not.
You learn when you go to other events. You know, another raffle prize that's really, believe it or not, and it kind of makes me feel weird saying it, but that people really like is an opportunity to be a co-host on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's
really
a good one we could give.
And that fits everybody.
That does
fit
everybody.
And it could be a business. It could be a private person.
Sure.
It could be
what kind of off-roading do you do? And we could talk about their four-wheel drive or whatever.
And they'll be here for a whole hour.
Yep.
And then they'll get a copy of the show.
There's nothing like being in studio with you, Dave.
Well,
it's an experience.
It's so fun.
It is an experience. You know, when Cheryl gets done today, since it's her first time in, even though she's not going to talk, but we may make her talk. We may make her talk. We can twist her arm.
Squeeze it out of her.
No, we can't twist her arm.
Do you know, Jim McGarvey gave us a prize a few years ago. It was an aerial tour of Ocotillo Wells.
Whoa.
He owned his own private airplane. And he had it at Gillespie, and you go to the airport, you climb in with him, and you could go buzz the place where you camp, and you could follow the trails that you like to ride.
Wow.
In his airplane. And he was an airline pilot when he worked. He's retired now, so he's a wonderful, great pilot.
He still do it?
He flies.
He sold his airplane.
He doesn't have a plane.
Yeah.
He actually fled California. He's in Payson, Arizona.
So get this.
He lives in an airplane community. They have a runway down the middle.
Yeah.
And he has his own hangar where he puts his motorhome. But here's the thing. It's a retirement kind of place.
He's got airplanes.
Yeah.
And when other guys, older guys, want to fly, they would love to have a qualified pilot next to them.
Sure, sure, sure. Yeah.
So he's got easy access. So it's the best of both. Best of both worlds.
Yeah, he stores his friend's plane. So
yeah, that's the way to do it.
He goes off-roading from his house in his side-by-side straight into the desert.
Wow.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to load up and go.
All right.
Hey, that's living.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Why? Because you are listening to San Diego Off-Road Radio right here on FM 96. Push that over there closer to her. Okay, this is FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Ce qui m'a tout de suite frappé, c'était ta musique. Tel un animal sauvage, j'ai entendu ton rugissement lorsque tu as craché.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Folks, you are listening. Rookies, I'm telling you. SDORC Dirt Radio right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. There you go.
There you go. Hey, somebody sponsors this show. I don't know who.
We've got Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. If you're any of your automotive needs, you need tires, you need oil change, you need alignment, anything along those lines, check out Wayne Miller Mobile Tire in Santee for any of your automotive needs.
I didn't know he did general automotive. That's excellent.
Yeah, he does general automotive too. So you could be stuck down, broke down on the side of a construction site, and you need some
or if you drive 40 miles in the desert with a flat tire, you might need your alignment or wheel bearings done,
only 8 miles
or your brakes or something. Yeah, but you did it at 90 miles an hour.
Well, it's through the dunes, and I was in my Jetta. If you go fast enough,
the centrifugal force will push the tire apart.
It's all about the ground speed.
It's like there's air in it.
I cannot wait to
it's
hear.
It's all about the ground speed.
I cannot wait to hear the results of the Rebel rally.
So did
this
you
year.
Hear? I asked Wayne. I was like, that tire's under warranty. Do you think we can send it in and see if we can get?
What did you do? Put it in a box?
I just bought tires. I don't want to pay for another tire.
It fit in a shoebox.
So we literally. Literally, he was so sweet. He shipped it back to the manufacturer
and
tried to get me warranty, road hazard warranty.
Get road hazard warranty.
It was thrash. I wish I took a picture of it. I don't have a picture of it.
You
but
should
it was,
have taken
it was
a picture.
Thrash. Yeah.
Duh.
It was, you know, hey, 8 miles off road with a flat tire through the dunes.
At how fast?
I was ranging anywhere between 25 and 30 miles an hour. I just had to pick up the ground speed because I was in my Jetta. I was just trying to take the small dunes back through
Well, I could see the report. Dear Michelin, the owner was off-roading at 40 miles an hour in the dunes, and for some reason, the tire just went away. Yes, it's a diesel wagon, and it's not designed for off-roading, but...
Hey... It's done Fonce Point. But have you ever heard of Fonce Point in Borrego Springs off of the 22? It's
you got to carry speed up to get into there with a two-wheel drive.
I
wouldn't take a car into
the,
there. You drove to that?
Hey, I made it all the way to the end. 4 miles in, 4 miles out. Did and not
back?
Get stuck. Yep.
I cannot wait Fonce for
Point
the Rebel
Borrego
rally.
Springs.
The end result is going to be epic.
Her husband may go along with, as a, what do you call him? A media
he's gonna be
marketing?
My media person.
Marketing
yeah,
person?
Yeah, he's going to handle my social media.
So we'll get regular reports from KJ, and we'll find out if it's still got the rubber side down.
Oh, crap. No, that's not going to work. But
And I want to hear Nicole's version, too.
That's
going to be fun to hear.
Oh, crap.
She keeps joking around and telling me, she's like, you're not going to kill me, are you?
Right.
Some of my best adventures. I've just, you know.
We need like one of those neck braces.
We just
a Hans device.
Hans device.
To protect her.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Because,
you should
take
her an insurance policy. Say, but you might want to fill this out. You just
My own personal release of liability. Yeah.
And then what's that helicopter service? What's that helicopter service?
Oh, Lessar. I'm a member.
No, helicopter.
No, the helicopter where they come and get
Reach. Reach. I'm sorry.
You need to talk to them. Get her on Reach because you're already on.
Yep, Air Medical. Reach Air Medical is so very important. It's not even funny.
Especially if you ride with Audrey.
Yes.
I mean, that's a prerequisite.
Yes, I can be broke down anywhere and they'll fly me back.
Especially if all the equipment just wears out due to speed, then Audrey takes care of the problem.
When I ride with Audrey on the highway, I'm looking out for the CHP. She's watching the cars and the lanes.
And you're watching the CHP.
Hey, be careful. There's one right there.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's busy.
We only came up on him at 80.
Well, yeah.
That's my normal speed.
How bad is that?
It's 80.
So
it's fine.
What's new?
Oh, we've got a few different things.
We got
going
a couple
on.
Things going on. The California Natural Resources Agency has announced dates for its regional workshops on the governor's executive order for what they call 30-30, where they want to protect 30% of the state's land and water. So they're going to have an outreach. They're going to have a workshop where people like us can go in and we can hear what they're proposing and we can make comments to them and try to adjust it.
Do you have an idea what the itinerary is before you get to the meeting?
I don't.
Makes it a little difficult because if they
I
say
think they're going to release it. So it's before, okay.
So the San Diego
before.
One is May 11th.
Yeah.
And what, the inland one is May 10th?
Yeah.
Is that right?
So.
Where at?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's
in San Diego,
it's going
to
be online.
They're all over the state.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to hit one, probably the San Diego, and Audrey may go to the one in the desert.
I want to do the Inland Empire meeting because that covers all the deserts.
Probably
covers San Bernardino, Johnson Valley, all the way through El Centro. It covers a lot for the Inland Empire. So
we need to get some polo shirts made with SDORC Dirt Radio.
We do.
I honestly don't know if it's going to be there or if it's going to be on Zoom.
I think it's a Zoom meeting.
It may be Zoom.
Oh.
A lot of the government meetings have been Zoom meetings lately, and I'm pretty sure the flyer that I saw for this did show that it is a Zoom meeting. Yeah, it's going to be between 4 and 6 p.m. at night for each one of them.
4 and 6, that's not bad. Most people can knock off work early or be ready for that.
Yeah. Well, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock in the afternoon.
To 6. Yeah.
To 6 o'clock at night for each of the meetings.
We're not necessarily against this. We just want to see how they define protect. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Right.
Because
protect could be
like they could put a brick wall around it and nobody goes in or out.
Yeah.
Or they could say existing uses can continue.
Yep.
Right.
Which is
so we're,
well, the word grandfather should be in there somewhere.
Well, I got really up in roars when I first heard, the 30-30. The first bill came out, a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And
it came as a bill.
Yeah, it came as a legislative bill. It's still a legislative. I think it's last year, too.
It didn't make it because of COVID.
Yeah. And I got really up in arms. I was like, what do you mean this means that they're going to take away everything? And it's really going to affect the hunters, the fishermen, because a lot of the waters, what they're talking about and having access to. Snowmobilers are really going to get hit hard with this, with access and stuff. And I got really up in arms over it. And Bob Hamm made a really good point. He's with part of our off-road legislative coalition that we have. And he made the point of we already strive to achieve better than that because we're, the state of California, we have the California Air Resources Board a bunch of the Air Pollution Control District. We have a bunch of other agencies already in place with the Fish and Wildlife.
Well, they talk about it. There's National Forests. There's Bureau of Land Management. There's California State Parks.
Yes.
And then there's agencies that look out for the fish and wildlife and for the air quality. Oh, by the way, California has about 50% of the land is managed by agencies as open space.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you look at the BLM with over 10 million acres, 17 national forests, Antebrago Desert State Park is over 700,000 acres.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow. Ocotillo Wells is about 70 or 80,000 acres. And there's lots of state park. And all that land combined is a huge amount of land. It's way more than 30% of the state. So it doesn't bother me that they want to protect 30% of the state. I just want to see how they define protect.
Right.
That's
the
big one.
Big difference.
If they say all current uses of the land can continue, then I think we could get on board with it.
Sure. But if they say canceled,
if they say, well, there'd be no more vehicle use in all these areas, then we're gonna raise bloody hell.
There's like two specific words that are very could be devastating to us if they actually make it into the legislative bill. So that's what we have to watch and make sure that they don't make it into.
What are the words? Are they dirty? In your mind, they are.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
But you can't say.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to give them a trick. They may use it just to make you mad.
Anything to make
Haven't they seen you mad yet?
Oh, let me tell you.
They don't want to see Audrey mad. Nobody wants to see Audrey mad.
My poor general contractor this week.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
He's walking with a limp.
A limp and a scowl.
There's a piece of furniture up his, you know what, and I don't understand.
No,
he's not walking right, is he?
Yeah, he's got a high-pitched voice now, which he didn't have before. We won't tell anybody that. Well, you know, like I said, but here's the whole point. How long have we been doing this show? And it's all about fighting,
over a year.
Fighting the fight.
Yeah.
And it's every day.
Hopefully, hopefully we're not going to be in an adversarial relationship with this. We want to try to go in as friends and like, okay, we appreciate what you want to do.
Right.
This is good for the planet and good for the state, good for everybody.
But it has to make sense.
We would like it. We would like it to make sense, and we would like it to be something that the people of the state can get on board with. That people who go out there and do stuff would like to be able to continue to go out there and do stuff the same way they've been doing it. So if we can work that into whatever you're coming up with, whether it's legislation or a governor's executive order, whatever how we want to do it, we just want to make it so that it works with all the people.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, when we talk about how much land that there is that is already being managed out there, we're already striving above and beyond. When we look at the state vehicular recreation areas, you know, we are under such a microscope to ensure that we are protecting and maintaining and preserving the natural environment and treading lightly and leaving no trace behind, that we actually have some of the higher margins and what is it referred to when it talks about
statute, state parks has to manage the off-road areas much more strictly than the other state parks.
Yeah. So
I mean, there's pages and pages of stipulations that the off-road parks have to follow that do not apply to the non-off-road parks regarding soil, air quality, species, archaeological stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah. Hold that thought.
Hold that thought.
We're going to take a quick break. Why? Because I say so. You're going to make her do it again? The poor girl's going to be exhausted by the time the night's over. You are listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. I don't love it when you come home late and don't even
try to call. I don't love
it. You guys are brutal. All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to STORC Dirt Radio. Right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. This segment's brought to you by some guy by the name of Chris Wiley that can save you a bucket load of money when it comes to refi, reverse mortgage, or anything financial and real estate.
Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. out in Alpine. Give him a call at 619-722-1303.
That's lovely Alpine, I might say.
I just love Alpine.
And it's so beautiful there. And as my license plate says, make mine Alpine. Uh-huh. So nice. We were talking a little bit about legislation. We've got something coming up, you know, the 30-30.
Right, that's coming up.
What else is coming up?
So there's something else going on. California State Parks and Anza Borrego Desert State Park. We just mentioned Anza Borrego briefly. And they have about 500 miles of dirt routes that you can drive on with street legal vehicles. So we value that area. And I like it because the routes don't have whoop-de-doos.
Yeah.
Right? You go over to Ocotillo Wells and every trail has a lot of bumps in it. But Anza Borrego, you can drive along pretty nicely.
And that's a good place to go in spring when all the flowers are blooming.
Right.
Oh, it is.
It's like
right now.
Isn't it right now?
All the birds are out.
It's not a big bloom like we've had in the
out.
past.
All the snakes.
But there's some flowers here and there that you don't normally see. Yeah. So you get out of your car and walk around, and you look down at the ground, you'll be like, oh, my God, look at that purple.
And people have to be puzzled because how much rain do they get out there? But yet these plants
3 inches
are able to survive, and they know right when to come up.
So state parks.
Right now is the butterfly bloom.
Oh, are there butterflies out? I should go.
The butterfly bloom is right now. So literally,
I was out there last weekend. I didn't see anything alive.
You can drive down the road, and there's hundreds and thousands of butterflies.
Are those the orange monarchs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love monarchs.
That's cool.
Anyway, so back to work.
So in Anza-Borrego, they are talking about starting to incorporate a $20 per night camping fee out in primitive camping areas. And that we're kind of annoyed with this, and we want to understand it better.
What is it right now? What's it cost?
It's
right
free.
Now?
Usually,
it's
when,
free. So, but when they want to charge, they want to also give us something. So, what they want to do is put in vault restrooms, and there's some areas that are popular that a lot of people go to, and they're free, and there's no restrooms, and so there's some litter out there.
Yeah,
people don't know how to deal with camping.
One of the things that is the most common thing that is left on the trail when you go hiking, because a lot of Anza-Borrego, even though there is a lot of vehicle access, is hiking. But the number one thing that's left on the trail is your toilet paper.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's, you know, so I take a sandwich bag with me, and I put it in the sandwich bag,
paper
and I take
flowers?
It back out.
I'd like, be gagging,
you know,
like a dog. I'm terrible. If a dog throws up, I throw up. If you throw up, I throw up.
It's on your hand. You use your hand to wipe it anyway, right? And then you drop it in. What's the difference of holding on to it and putting it into a sandwich bag and taking it out with you?
Yeah.
Makes it much nicer when you're walking through or driving
right
through that you don't
bag,
see those little
poop.
White spots every so.
So you don't make a mistake. Think it's a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
And I dig a hole, put it in, and then I burn the paper. Out in the desert, there's no fire hazard. Like, I burn the paper, and it's pretty much gone. But that's not how most people, a lot of people.
Okay,
stuff.
So if you're going to put a restroom out there, will they come out and service that restroom?
That will
that's
require.
That's why they want the fee.
Yeah, that's why they need the money.
Well, and you know what? I'm good for that. I was on a press event one day, and I went into a state restroom, and I almost passed out because they didn't bring the truck to that place in 20 years. It was so terrible.
Well, you know, with the limited amount of staff and the limited amount and how on all the other state parks right now, the restrooms are closed because they
can't maintain the
cleaning regulations.
Yeah, per hour.
What are these fees really going to be used for? What is this money really going to be?
Let me put it this way. I'll be a devil's advocate. Okay. So right now it's free.
Yes, okay. It's been free for a very long time. I don't see any reason why.
So if they charge
there's no
you,
reason for them to do a day use fee. There should be no reason for a camping fee. I'm
well, they
totally
would put
against
the restroom
this.
In.
But what if they? Okay.
And I'm going to show you how to make comments because your comments are important.
Yes.
And I'm going to write comments too.
But they
got
to be
to.
Done in a way because here's the deal. It's either so we charge you $20 or we just close the area.
Well, I don't want them to close the area.
Then I pay the $20.
Yes, I'll pay the $20.
But the stipulation is you got to go out there and you got to maintain the restroom for health reasons, if nothing else.
Yep.
Because bacteria and other things will grow in that restroom if left unattended.
Mm-hmm.
Well. So, and then, you know, and I would be, if I was on the board of some type, if I went out there and found one that had not been maintained, they'd hear about it.
Oh, yeah.
They'd hear about it on the radio. I'd do a KUSI segment.
I will tell
segment.
You, I went out to the dunes on a big weekend, and I went in a variety of restrooms, and they were out of paper. And I made sure the BLM knew that that was a problem. I've been in Ocotillo Wells, where they have a few restrooms around, and I've never found them out of paper.
Technically, right now at the dunes, even though the toilets and the restrooms are open, they are closed. Because they can't maintain them. They literally do not have the staff to go and maintain them.
From the last
them.
Year, it's kind of different from the time before. And
was
I'm talking about the time before.
Before.
No. This when
before
there was no virus.
Was, before people were hoarding toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
Because you couldn't put 10 rolls of toilet paper in a restroom right now.
No.
It'd be gone before it would even get dust.
They have this long bar. With a padlock on the end, and they slide the rolls on,
and
they padlock it. And you have 20 rolls. So, I mean, they kind of figure that part out.
Oh, that was smart.
Which helps. Mm-hmm. It's important that they once in a while they clean, you know, they have a truck and they suck out everything and they
that's my
they have paper
point.
There. The rest of it, I don't know. But you they got to keep paper
aren't
there.
Aren't there biodegradable porta potties nowadays where it's, yeah. it's
what do they call it, leach fields?
Something like that. I mean, there's got to be a way where you can do your business and then it just gets I mean, you shouldn't have to come out with a truck. We're in the 21st century, for goodness sake.
Well, but they don't want to drill a make a trench and run a pipe from here to there all the way across. So like it's
enough,
just a challenge.
Potty talk.
Sorry.
Well, no, but it's
but
important.
But truly with what they're also talking about and I'm not sure what this is, but there's certain camping spots that you can camp at Anza Borrego. And I'm not sure what the scoping is for this. I haven't read it yet, so I don't know what the background is. Ed might know. I saw the email come through like 3 days ago from Anza Borrego State Park. And then when I went on and looked on it, I found it on Facebook. They had just posted it on Facebook, I think 2 days ago, for their comments for what's going on with this. But it looks like that they are going to add something to the campground. So I'm not too sure what that means, whether or not it means that they're going to actually throw in some picnic tables and some fire rings, or if it just means that there's going to actually be a designated camping area now.
So I think he knows.
They're talking about vaulted toilets, parking areas, new fire rings, new signage, and incorporating a $20 per night per vehicle or trailer fee. I think that's kind of a lot of money per car to camp there. And I'm curious how they want to collect it.
So, and when you know what they're going to do, they'll have one of those machines that you dump the money into and it gives you a sticker and you probably have to put it on your dash.
So
well, yeah, like
Lark Canyon in in McCain Valley that the BLM manages, they have $6 a night camping.
Yeah.
Right? They have restrooms, they have fire rings, they have tables. It's $6. You put $6 in an envelope and you put it in the lockbox.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right? So if the guy comes, opens the box and he sees site number
license,
6
with your license number.
If site number 6 and there's, you know, $6 there, you're fine. Otherwise, could be
so
a problem.
Is this $20, is that up for negotiation?
Yes, it's up for negotiation.
Yeah, they're in common.
Everything they're talking
right now,
about
so.
Is proposed.
Because if you're looking around all of the other areas that do this, and it's $6, $8, $7, whatever.
$7 is a forest. It's $7 for a day use permit, and that
gets
you camping.
Yeah, the forest is $7.
So it's
$7
gets you.
Well, you know the old saying, you can always come down. You can never go up. So if you start at 20.
Wait, leave it to a government agency to go up.
Well, they love going up. But I mean, if they start at 20 and they negotiate down.
What government agencies ever come down? Just I want to know that.
I can't ever remember.
I don't remember.
Those are contracts behind closed doors where it never comes down. Yeah. But in an open forum, and especially nowadays with social media and all of the other ways of getting the word out, I think they're starting to be a little concerned about what really goes on in governmental agencies due to the other thing too, and I'll just throw this out here, you know, taking the All-Star game out of Atlanta without the people, the Major League Baseball really looking at the law. I mean, they took a decision to do that, and it's all, everything that they did it for is incorrect. So they're on serious trouble right now. I mean, they're catching so much flack. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it goes back to the year, guys, and $20. They've got to be negotiable. They've got to give the public an opportunity to speak and come up with a negotiable price.
So comment periods are open. It's open, I believe, right now. And it's
open
for the next week?
It's open now till the 7th.
Oh, so 2 more days.
So 2 more days. And it's kind of weird.
Where do you go? How do you get there? What's the
website? I only found out about this project yesterday or day before. And the comment period ends on the 7th. I've never seen a comment period shorter than 30 days.
And this
okay,
one's
so
what,
this
a week?
One.
I don't know, 4 days that I've known about it. So I got to hurry up and get my comments in.
Fee collection and public serving and amenity upgrade survey. California State Parks is proposing instituting fee collection for primitive camping at various locations within Anza-Borrego Desert State Park. In established primitive camping areas, the project would include providing and constructing ADA-accessible concrete vaulted toilets, restroom facility with parking area, new firings, new signage, and incorporating a $20 per night per vehicle or trailer fee. California State Parks is accepting comments on it now. Okay, so this
they
is
also
kind
had
of long.
A survey too. I don't know if you saw the survey.
Yeah,
I did
the
survey this
morning.
Link
for where it is, and it's kind of a long link. The easiest way, because I was just on the Anza-Borrego website, is go to SDORC. I'll share it right now.
Facebook.
On Facebook, it's the Anza-Borrego Desert State Park Facebook that has it. But I will share it right now with the map.
Well, here's a question I've got.
The map has the
if it's $20 for a vehicle
areas.
And a $20 for a trailer, that's $40.
Well, it's either or. Like, if a truck pulls a trailer, then that's one price.
And what if your wife doesn't want to ride with you in the truck and she brings her car?
Then you pay twice.
Yeah.
And then if your kids come, then it's three times.
Yep.
Yeah, it adds up.
See, now it's starting to get ridiculous. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more. And we've talked Cheryl into saying a couple of words right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, that was Cheryl. She's all the way from Denver, Colorado. So, Cheryl, do you do any off-roading at all out in Denver?
A little bit with my dad, but...
Okay, but you guys don't have deserts. I've never been to Denver.
Nope.
No deserts. So yours is more, what, rocks and what have you?
Yeah, we off-road in the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, okay. What kind of vehicle?
My dad's Chevy Suburban.
Cool. What year?
2013.
A Suburban?
A Suburban. Yeah.
That's a beast. I mean, that's a serious beast. Of course, you're not old enough to drive yet, right?
No.
But he let you drive, didn't he?
He tries.
Oh.
You say no? You won't do it?
It's not that you won't do it. It's a beast.
It's
as
a
big
vehicle.
As your
it's
house.
A beast. It is. It's lifted and it's pretty nice.
It's as big as your house almost, right?
No.
Close.
She's nodding yes.
What grade school are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
Wow. Are you getting to go to school?
Yes.
Oh, so you actually get to go in the classroom?
Yeah, but it's kind of boring. All the walls are white and it's not very nice.
Really? Yeah, these guys make me crazy. So you haven't been out to the desert yet with?
No.
With Auntie?
Auntie Audrey, the queen of the desert.
You know, they didn't want to.
They have to kidnap her.
They wanted to go to the beach. They don't ever get to go. I took them to
the
beach twice.
What beach did you go to?
You know, Cheryl, I got to admit. I mean, if you're, what they call landlocked and there's no oceans around you, I probably want to go to the beach too.
Yeah, the lakes are not the best there either. So
not.
What beach did you go to?
I think last time we went to La Jolla. Which was like yesterday.
Hoity. La Jolla Shores?
Hoity.
With the big
Hoity.
Sand? Yeah.
Come on, take her to Imperial Beach. There's an experience.
Oh, my God. We want her to stay healthy.
Did you get on the water?
Yeah.
Was it cold? Yeah.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Did you catch any waves? Did you go catch a wave? Boogie board?
No.
No?
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I'm an old surfer. I surfed at La Jolla Shores a million times.
Did you really?
We went to... which is no longer children's pool, Monday night.
Oh, go look at
the seal pool.
We watched the sunset. We made it just in time to catch the sun setting on the ocean. And then I showed them the seals and stuff. We walked out to the end and they got to play and stand there for a little bit too.
All right. Well, that's cool.
That is fun.
So that was a bucket list, right? You went to the ocean. So now you got to go to the other ocean on the other side.
Yeah. No, now we got to get her out to Glamis. Now we got to get her to the sand dunes. You know, it's the end of the season. Boardmanville's open for one last weekend
Next
weekend, Boardmanville calls it. I called Lance today and talked to Lance. I just wanted to see him. Like, what's it like? He's like, well, it's gorgeous. It's absolutely perfect out here, except it's 100.
It's already 100
degrees.
It's already 100 degrees at Boardmanville right now today, which is actually kind of makes for like almost a perfect day out there and in your
100 degrees
little white tank top, some shorts, and then out there.
I would not look good in a little white shorts and a tank top.
Let me tell you, my 400 EX and me get along right now. In right, I've got my riding boots and
shorts and a tank top.
Uh huh.
You're not listening to this, are you, Cheryl? You're probably going to run back to Denver if she keeps this up, let me tell you.
So. No, you always want to have your riding gear on, of course.
Well, yeah.
You don't want to get overheated.
And a tank top and shorts isn't it.
No.
That's amazing. So how long are you going to be out here?
I think we go back on Monday,
tomorrow night.
You driving or flying?
Flying.
Yeah. Oh, look at her eyes light up. Flying. Man, you don't want to drive the Suburban all the way back to Denver?
Peanuts and Coke.
No.
No, not at all.
Because my dad's not here with us, so we don't have his car. And we flew here, so it's kind of hard to drive back with no car.
First time fly?
Uber?
No,
You've flown before?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're a pro?
Kind of.
You know all the ins and outs of airplanes? That's good.
No.
Not yet, anyway. You're
still working. The window seat? Look outside?
I don't really get the window seat. My sister always gets
What's up with that? What should happen? She should get it going one way, and you should get it going the other way.
She always ends up getting it.
She must be bigger than you.
No.
She's the baby?
No. Middle child.
She's just more spoiled. Well, how else would she get the window seat over you?
Come Audrey's on, you like,
I don't know. I think it's a third between them because there's three of them. I really think it's truly third. She's the firstborn, so she gets special treatment too.
Well,
the other two were upset that they couldn't be here today because I looked at her and I said, "All right, you want to go?" And so the other two got mad this morning.
So you can go back and say that was the most wonderful time. You should have seen it. All the movie stars that were there. We got free things. Oh, you wouldn't.
They don't need to know.
Have as much fun with it as you possibly can.
They don't need to know.
Yeah,
the behind the scenes.
Well, hey, it's been fun having you on board.
Autographs.
You do the answer very well. You have a very good voice for radio. You really do. And that's what radio is all about. Because on radio, even though nobody can see us, when they hear your voice, Audrey's voice, Ed's voice, and my voice, they know it's Cheryl, Audrey, Ed, and Dave.
Dave, you could be three aisles over in the grocery store and be talking, and I would recognize your voice.
Dave's in produce.
I
hear Dave in produce.
It's true.
Let's go see Dave.
We went to breakfast this morning, my wife and I, and my wife says, "Hey, did you hear that guy?" She goes, "What?" He goes, "There goes Dave Stahl." But it's been fun having you on radio. You're probably could care less right at this point in time, but later on down the road you're gonna say, that was kind of fun. I got to go on radio and got to say the answer, but radio's got to be fun. If it's not fun, what's the whole point?
Exactly.
How much do you listen to radio?
Not very much.
None. The truth. What time you turned on? Well, usually when I tell
every
somebody about AM
the
radio, they go, AM radio, what's that?
Yeah.
No child knows what AM radio is.
No.
I love radio. I listen to it. I love radio. Yeah,
it's just like living in another world.
Being on radio is great because I listen to radio. I listen to AM. I listen to FM.
XM.
I have all these stations I like.
I
don't really go to the satellite. I'm cheap. I don't want to pay. I just turn on the car radio.
All right. So let's talk about the lost lizard. Because we're going to find that little rascal one of these days.
Yes.
So when is it? What's a tentative date?
Well, we are shooting for November 13th.
Okay. Is there a limit that people can come?
There's no limit. You can bring your whole family.
How much
does
it cost?
Bring everybody that you can.
How much does it cost to come?
We haven't decided any of those actual details yet. Okay. We have to get our committee together and get all that going.
Are you having
this coming Tuesday.
At the ranch house.
Is the ranch house in Santee.
Off 67.
At 6 o'clock on is bench racing. It's our social hour. We have dinner together and we all talk and catch up. And then 7 o'clock to, depending
8:30.
On how much Ed likes to talk about our topics. We've got anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours. Yeah, so you usually
any
got
special
guests
coming Tuesday?
I'm not sure. I know that Senator Jones, Brian Jones's office has been coming each week.
Sending a representative?
Yeah. Uh-huh. John Mendoza has been coming to represent Senator Brian mm-hmm. Jones's office. We've had...
And Joel Anderson stopped by, was it last month or month before?
Joel Anderson yeah. stopped in last month, County Board Supervisor. So it's we're making some big progress with his... hopefully, fingers crossed, everything goes as we hope, and we get a new facility in the works that's in the planning development department
drag,
right
let's
now.
Let's drag him back in so, on radio.
We're working on an off-road park mm-hmm. in East County. It's a long road, but you got to start somewhere.
As a park, it's actually it's an Evox center so that everybody can utilize it. Yep. There'll be asphalt, dirt, mud. Yep. There'll be a road course. There'll be a drag strip. There'll be no seriously because you got to have it all when you're.
I love all that
when you're training.
Everything's on
that
the,
would
on
make
the,
my dreams come
on
true.
The table.
Yours. I would drop everything and I would work at that facility solely my heart and soul. I would turn it. I would try to do my best to bring back El Cajon Speedway mm-hmm. memorabilia. Mm-hmm. Maybe mm-hmm. have a memories. You know, a museum section
without
of it
a doubt.
Where we can have.
Because it would be
about.
Utilized by the city Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. and then a group would run it Saturday and Sunday.
We used to have the Southwestern series come here. We used to have so many different racing series come here. I know we're coming. We're wrapping up to the coming to like the last 2 minutes of our session, but. This weekend was the huge first race ever out in Saudi Arabia. We didn't even get to talk
Holy
about it. I can't believe
moly.
We didn't get to talk about it. I'm so excited.
Well, why don't you see
it.
If you can get one of the drivers to call in?
I'll see if I can get a hold of Sarah Price and see if I can have Sarah Price call
and
in.
And by the way,
I don't know. Kyle LeDuc was the one I think who really got more seat time than her in the CG99.
I've talked to him too many times.
Yeah. Kyle LeDuc, the 99. Sarah Price, she's one of my, I totally look up to her. She's just brilliant.
You ought to
with
reach out
racing.
To her and tell her you're going to be in the Rebel and have her see if she can give you some pointers.
Yeah.
Other
yeah.
than hammer down.
Yeah. yeah. She's great. I got to see her at King of the Hammers and say hi at King of the Hammers for the 24 hours that I was there. So yeah. it was great.
So the Lost Lizard Run is coming up. It's truly 100% to raise money to help keep the deserts open for us
yep.
people.
Yep. Become a member of SDORC, www.sdorc.org. Donate that we solely survive off of our donations. We're a volunteer organization. It doesn't pay for anything that we do. It literally
Audrey
pays
and I
our
have
lobbyists.
Never been paid.
No,
it
no.
It takes time out of our weekend yeah. and out of our lives to do this stuff.
Hey, I have a good way for you to raise money. Joaquin Arnett from the Bean Bandit, I don't know if I told you the story, but once a year he'd have a great big picnic party to raise money for his racing for him and his boys, and his wife would make homemade burritos.
Oh,
and they're
yeah.
off the charts. He used to tell everybody, if you buy a burrito, there's a blue M&M in one of the burritos. And if you find that blue M&M, you get $500. They sold more burritos than they could make. And then one year I had him on radio. I said, so did anybody ever find a blue M&M in here? He goes, no, we never put a blue M&M in there. What are you, crazy? And we put
That's
a blue
not
M&M.
Fair.
No, but we put a blue M&M there and cook it. What happens? It melts.
Melts. You never know.
It's a trick way to raise money because he raised a lot of money. All right, hey, this has been SDORC Dirt Radio. We want to thank Wayne's Tire. We want to thank, and one of the ones I completely forgot. Oh, my
God. Alpha Site Logistics.
Yeah, since we were talking about porta potties, they are the guys. Want to thank Cheryl for coming in.
Hi.
She is a star for radio. We're going to have to hit the road. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.